The word for today is pray your alphabet. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 we read, "With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers." Rachel and Jim owned a commercial building, half of which Jim used for his dental practice. For 15 years, they had no difficulty renting out the other half, which provided extra money to pay their bills. Then they lost their tenant, and an estate agent told them, "Forget about advertising for a while. Absolutely nobody is renting." To ease her stress, Rachel started swimming laps at the local YMCA pool. One day, when she was feeling especially anxious, she decided to pray as she swam, using the alphabet to keep track of the number of laps. She focused on adjectives to describe God, starting with the letter A. "You are Almighty God," she prayed during lap one. B, "A benevolent God, a bountiful God," she prayed on the next lap. And then C, "You are a caring, creative, can-do God." By the time she'd completed 26 laps, an hour had passed and her fears were gone. She knew God would provide. A short time later, a physical therapist called to say she had noticed the "for rent" sign and asked to see the office. It was exactly what she wanted, so she and her partner rented the space. Rachel still prays while she's swimming laps. "After all," she says, "I've discovered God's goodness stretches from A to Z." Are you worrying about something today? Here's a better option. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. And that's the word for today on UCB.